If there's any group of people in America who deserve to suffer, it's the white middle class. It's the people who have been warned for decades about where this country is headed, but who were too short-sighted, too timid, and above all, too greedy, too selfish to do anything about it. During the 1960s, when blacks were rioting and burning our cities, middle-class whites refused to take a strong stand against them because that would disrupt the country even more and would be bad for business. Instead, they tried to appease the blacks with all sorts of new civil rights laws and other government programs. They tried to buy them off. The whites just wanted to continue indulging themselves. They didn't want to do anything that might require a bit of austerity in return for the long-term improvement of the country. In the 1970s, when the real push was on to racially integrate the country through forced busing and forced housing and forced employment laws, and many white working-class people were demonstrating in the streets against this forced racial integration, the comfortable middle class, which was not being as adversely affected as the blue-collar class, refused to become involved. The white lawyers and doctors and accountants and professors and engineers and small businessmen just looked the other way and kept on stuffing their faces. Their kids weren't being bussed to black schools. Their employment wasn't being threatened by affirmative action. They certainly weren't going to jeopardize their own comfort and security and respectability just because of what was happening to working-class white kids and working-class white parents. Of course, many middle-class whites were concerned about the degenerative trends which were all too obvious in America during the 1960s and 1970s. They just weren't concerned enough to do anything. Their solution was just to vote Republican and keep making as much money as possible so that they could insulate themselves and their own immediate families from what was happening around them, and to hell with everyone else. And so we had the Reagan era, and the white middle class thought that their strategy of compromise and appeasement and selfishness had worked. Well, of course, it hadn't worked. Such strategies never work in the long run. People who will not fight eventually will be eaten by people who will fight. A community whose members are so self-centered that they will work only for their own personal benefit and not for the common good eventually will be destroyed by its enemies. And our enemies have been at work day and night. They opened our borders to the subhumanity of the third world and began building up their numbers. They encouraged feminism and began reducing our numbers by persuading our women that careers were more important than families. They infiltrated and took over our educational establishment and taught our children that they should be ashamed of their own race, that their own history and traditions weren't worth learning about. And the children of the white middle class learned instead that doing drugs and putting safety pins through their noses and wearing baseball caps backward and listening to black rappers is cool. And the daughters of the white middle class began bedding down with blacks and becoming pregnant with mongrel babies. And their parents didn't like it, but they tolerated it as long as they could hang on to their money and their comfort and their lifestyle. And eventually, the enemies of our people were strong enough to launch the Clinton era. But the members of the white middle class were still comfortable. And so they tolerated the Clinton era too, with all of its treason and degeneracy.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
They tolerated the total Judaization of their government. They tolerated the Clinton government's bombing of Belgrade to force Serbia into line with the New World Order. They didn't like it, but they tolerated it. And so now the fruits of all that toleration are almost ready to be harvested. And it's about time. It's about time for the white middle class to have to deal with the problem of 30 million blacks who believe they are entitled to reparations and who very shortly will be clamoring for $100,000 from every white family. They believe they're entitled to at least $5 trillion in reparations from us because we tolerated the Jewish media pumping expectations of that sort into them during the past 50 years. We tolerated all of the Hollywood films and the television propaganda telling them about how they were persecuted and mistreated by us for 400 years and that they really are equal to us, and the only thing which has kept them from achieving what we have achieved is white racism. We knew it wasn't true. We knew it was Jewish lies. But we tolerated that propaganda rather than risk being called racists for contradicting it or anti-Semites for pointing out who the liars were. We also proved to 30 million blacks that we're a bunch of wimps who won't fight for our people or for our own rights. They believe that the white man owes them $5 trillion and that he doesn't have the guts or the gumption to stop them from taking it. It'll be an interesting fight. And you know what? I'll be cheering for the folks demanding reparations. I think it's about time for the soft, white middle class to begin facing reality and to experience a bit of trauma and privation. Perhaps it'll help a few of them learn how to survive in the jungle from which they have been too far removed for too long.